This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
How the Free Market Killed New Orleans. The free market played a crucial role in the August 2005 destruction of New Orleans and the death of hundreds of its residents. Knowing that a momentous hurricane might hit that city and surrounding areas, what did officials do? They played the free market. They announced that everyone should evacuate. Everyone was expected to devise their own way out of the disaster area by private means, just like people do when disaster hits free market countries throughout the Third World. It's a beautiful thing, this free market, in which every individual pursues his or her own personal interests and thereby affects an optimal outcome for the entire society. That's how the invisible hand works its wonders in mysterious ways. In New Orleans, there would be none of the regimented evacuation that occurred in Cuba. When a powerful Category 5 hurricane hit Cuba last year, the Castro government, abetted by neighborhood citizens' committees, evacuated some 1.5 million people, more than 10% of the country's population. The Cubans lost 20,000 homes in that hurricane, but not a single person was killed. This feat went largely unmentioned in the U.S. press. On day one of Hurricane Katrina, it was already clear that hundreds had perished in New Orleans. Media reporters explained that the people stayed because they were just plain stubborn. It was only by day three that they discovered that hundreds of thousands of people stayed because they had no way of getting out and no place to go once they got out. They had no cars and no cash, and so they sat tight, hoping for the best. In the end, the free market didn't work so well for them. Many were low-income African Americans, along with fewer numbers of poor whites. It should be remembered that most of them had jobs before the flood hit them. That's what most poor people do in this country. They work, usually quite hard, sometimes more than one job at a time. They are poor not because they're lazy, but because they are paid poverty wages while burdened by high prices, high rents, and regressive taxes. The free market played a role in the disaster in other ways. George Bush's agenda throughout his presidency has been to cut government services to the bone and make people rely on the free market sector for the things they might need. So he sliced $71 million from the budget of the New Orleans Corps of Engineers, a 44% reduction. Plans to fortify New Orleans levees and upgrade the system of pumping out water had to be shelved. In addition, many of the engineers had started work to build new levees several years ago, but many of them were taken off such projects and sent to Iraq. And the president then also cut $30 million in flood control appropriations. For New Orleans, most of the destruction was caused not by the hurricane, which swerved and hit Mississippi harder, but by the flood that came when the levees broke. Afterward, Bush said, quote, "I don't think anyone anticipated that breach of the levees." Another untruth tumbling from his lips. The catastrophic flooding of New Orleans had been predicted for some years by storm experts, engineers, Louisiana journalists, state officials, and even some federal agencies. In their campaign to starve out the public sector, the Bush reactionaries allowed developers to drain vast areas of wetlands. Global warming, also a product of the free market, has destroyed other wetlands that had been a flood barrier for New Orleans. So again, that old invisible hand of the free market that was supposed to take care of things didn't really work very well. The developers pursuing their own private profit were expected to devise outcomes that would benefit us all. They did not. There are those who say that government doesn't work. Look how poorly it performed, how ineptly, in New Orleans. To be sure, government doesn't work. Certainly not when it's in the hands of reactionaries who have no desire for it to work. New Orleans was victimized by those right-wing ideologues who oppose the idea that government can be a salutary force in regard to social needs and human services. Bush was unable to take care of the people of New Orleans, but he was able to take care of that tiny fraction of 1%, the super rich, who picked up all the fat contracts in regard to New Orleans. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org.